237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. Still to come here tonight, a mayor actually does something worth mentioning. Normally, I wouldn't want to talk about politicians and what they're doing, but there's one in particular that has actually done something that's pretty unique. We'll talk about him in a few moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and with you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Also, we go to the phone calls, because you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Dallas is on the line in Texas, of all places, listening via TuneIn. Hey, Dallas.
Who'd have guessed?
Hey, I have to look at this maxim of law that says he who accepts the benefit must also accept the disadvantage. So it makes me question the reasoning behind wanting a state-sanctioned marriage or a memorialization of the marriage. I mean, even in contract law, you can have contracts without paper. So to me, marriage is a contract between a man and a woman who have agreed to stay together. Mm-hmm. But in order to gain benefits from either the state or whoever you want to say a benefit, they want some sort of documentation to show that. So I have to say, be careful what you wish for, because you're going to probably be the first one to whine and revile about the high cost of health care and the other benefits that you have accepted.
Now, when you're saying be careful what you wish for, are you talking about someone who is an advocate of state marriage?
Well, I'm talking about... Yeah, same-sex marriage, because, you know, to each his own about same-sex marriages. If that's the reason why they're wanting recognition for the marriage is to gain a benefit, I have to question the validity of it all anyway.
Well, in this case, they want recognition of a gay marriage that we were referring to, a story out of Texas. And in that story, basically, a couple has to break up, a female couple, two women, have to break up after 3 years of, I guess, 3 years of living together. They're not entirely sure. They say they've been together for 3 years. I don't entirely know what that means, but certainly been living together for some time. And they have to break up because... Essentially, it's part of the custody agreement from a custody dispute of a marriage that had been over for more than 3 years that they can't live together. So that's the difficulty there. I mean, I think that's a positive right, a negative right, meaning that anybody should be able to live with anybody they wish.
Yeah, well, Dallas, I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying here, but I totally understand why somebody would want as long as there is a government marriage system, would want it to be fair and allow gay people to get married as well. Like, that makes sense to me, because if I were somebody who was gay and I had a lover that I wanted to marry, it'd be nice to be able to go and visit that person in the hospital, you know, as that person's spouse. And unfortunately, the state system, if it's not allowed in whatever state we're talking about, prohibits those sorts of things from happening. So I can understand, and I don't think there's anything wrong with them advocating for that because, well, as Mark pointed out, no one really believes the state's going to get out of marriage itself anytime soon. Was I misunderstanding you?
No. There has to be a way for those individuals to live their life however they wish to live it without interference from the state. And... I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I don't believe that a piece of paper is any kind of validation to the feelings any two human beings.
Oh, I agree.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
The difficulty is when one person works for one type of employer that, say, offers medical benefits and, you know, basically that a marriage, a piece of paper, going to the state and asking for the piece of paper says, you know, I'm going to get better medical coverage or insurance or whatever. I think that a lot of people do that. I can tell you it's exactly the reason I did it.
Well, and in the case of the issue in Texas, there's a standing court order on the record. So at some point, somebody agreed to it. Now, to go back and reverse that, if they can't get the other party to agree to reverse that ruling, then they're pretty much stuck like Chuck. You know,
they are stuck.
They've allowed the court to interfere in private business, and they've allowed the court to make that decision for them. So...
No doubt. I'm with you, Dallas. I don't think people should have to go and get state marriage certificates. I don't support that myself. I wouldn't do it. But on the other hand, I don't blame anybody for feeling like they're almost coerced into it by a system that seems to be, you know, rules that are written against people who don't go through those. You know,
I think a lot of people, specifically parents of the bride, you know, probably would be the most, because I think that, you know, this is my personal opinion. I believe women have more to gain from a marriage, you know, marriage document than men do. Some people are going to just disagree with me on that. That's my particular view on it. So I think in a lot of cases, it's the mother of the bride and father of the bride that say, what are you talking about? You're getting married and you're not getting a state marriage license?
It's not the norm.
Why don't you come over here and have a talk?
Dallas, thanks for your call.
My wife is a legal immigrant, and in order for her to be able to, for us to be together in the States and have a family, I mean, there were certain requirements that we had to meet through the INS, and at this point, she's here, and we've been together for over 3 years, we have a child together, they continue to ask for information, yet knowing what I know now, I don't allow them or I don't volunteer any information that I would deem reasonably private. I mean, just going through the removal of conditions for her visa to be here, they want income tax returns, they want birth certificates, they want Social Security numbers. I mean, they want an ungodly amount of evidence to prove that we are a valid couple. And
invite them over for dinner.
Well, and that's what I basically told them, Mark. The most recent letter I wrote them back after they said, oh, well, we can't accept this information, we need more. I said, look, I'd be happy to sit down and talk with you. Just give me a time when you would like to interview us, and we'd be happy to meet with you. As far as any other information is concerned, I deem it reasonably private, and you have what you have because I've allowed you to have it. So we'll see what happens.
Good on you, Dallas. I appreciate the call. Thanks for making it tonight at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'm glad he brought that up because it really kind of brings up another area about marriage, since we've kind of been on the marriage topic here throughout the evening tonight. But that is of immigration. And in this case, they're hounding this couple, in Dallas's case, because... Well, I guess the theory is that some people will just get married for the sake of immigration, not necessarily for love, and so they're trying to ferret out who are the real couples and who aren't the real couples. And, well, you want to talk about invasive and offensive behavior. Who do these people think they are? How dare you ask to know personal things about me and the person that I love?
We got to keep out them immigrants. They're taking our jobs.
Well, that's nonsense. I mean, it's just economic nonsense, the idea that immigrants take jobs. If that were true, then the immigrants who came in years ago would have taken all the jobs, and no one would have come in because there have been no jobs left.
Immigrants grow the economy
because
they buy things, including houses and cars, expensive things because they have to live just like the rest of us do. So they create an economy as well as participating in an economy. And by the way, your job, if you work for an employer, your job is not your job. I think that this is very important to say. Any more than my wife can say that I owe her anything as her husband. I could divorce her tomorrow. It's an agreement. I'm not going to. But I love her and life is great. It's an agreement that we have. That's what a contract to work is. That's what employment is. It's an agreement between people in order to get things done. When one person doesn't agree anymore, you don't have a job. It's not your job.
You know, I was listening. I was in my shower the other day. Had the radio on, and the Rush Limbaugh program was on. And they went to break, and there was some just outrageously offensive message there from some conservative group that was, of course, talking about cracking down on the border. And it just, you know, made me think about North Korea. That's a place where they don't really allow immigration as well. Maybe the U.S. should be more like North Korea. I mean, isn't that what these people are essentially saying? Like, we need to be more like third world nations. Let's crack down on letting people come here, because that's going to help things. Because it'll make things it'll make America more free if you have to jump through a bunch of hoops at the border and you have to obey whatever arbitrary orders or commands or interviews, questionings that they want to know about you just to try to keep people out of here, and as though that's going to help anything, make anyone's lives better. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, I love the checkpoint videos online of people refusing to answer those invasive questions about what's your citizenship, where you're coming from, and all that stuff. Well, coming up, you can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We've been talking about marriage and kind of immigration now in regards to marriage, but just in general. Immigration controls as well. If you want to go on that, we can do that. We can also bring up whatever's on your mind at 855 450 free. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you want to be kept up to date with the latest with Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for our email list. Alternately, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Those are also good ways to be kept in the loop. Go to news.freetalklive.com to learn more and to get signed up for any one of those things. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping or hunting, shooting, or survival gear, you probably want to get the name brands, and you want to get them at the lowest prices. Name brands mean that, you know it's a quality item, and lower prices, who doesn't want those? The place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got rock-bottom prices on everything that you need for the outdoor enthusiast, be it you or someone you love, at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got ammunition and scopes and binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, knives, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, boating equipment, apparel, tents, water purification, and more at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and, you know, it's a great website. I've ordered from them many times in the past. They've always had the lowest prices whenever I've checked. Go check for yourself. You can trust them at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Vince, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WBTS. Hey, Vince.
Hey, I was calling about the Texas couple, the two women. What it boils down to is, do you want your kids or you want a piece of tail? I mean, that's basically, I'd sacrifice the world for my children. I have
sure, and I think most people would. You don't think this woman, I mean, they're stating that this woman's lover is moving out.
Well, I mean, so be it. I mean, if it came down to the well-being of my children, regardless of my sexual preference, my children come first in all aspects.
I get where you're coming from, but, I mean, shouldn't people be able to have both their kids and a lover? I mean, what's wrong with that?
I mean, basically, we are the ones that elect these people into office, supposedly.
Well, that's nonsense.
I don't believe that, but I mean, if
and in New Hampshire, by the way, judges are appointed, so no judges get elected around here. Do you guys do judge elections in West Virginia?
Supposedly,
okay.
I don't believe. I mean, you can believe what you want, but
All you have to do is look at Congress to see the electoral process doesn't work for change or doing what's right.
Well, right, because even if you do get to elect a judge, you're still picking between authoritarian number one or authoritarian number two for the most part.
Look at the presidency. But
yeah.
Indeed.
I mean, unless your judge candidate happens to be Judge Andrew Napolitano, you know, somebody who might actually know something about liberty, odds are good the choices are just not even worth showing up for.
But I don't know their situation, and the children probably love the fact that, you know, that's probably one of the best people in the world at mommy's girlfriend. And you know, it's great to live in an open-minded society, and I think that's beneficial to the children as well. And some people may disagree. I mean, you know, myself, I'm straight, and I'm married to a woman, so, I mean, if my wife wanted to leave me for a woman, yeah, I'd probably fight tooth and nail and whatever. And it all boils down to a man that is jealous because his wife left him for a woman and he's not getting in on the action.
Thanks for the call, Vince.
I think that's what it boils down to.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. And let's continue here. Skype, you can connect with us at username lrn.fm. Send us a request. You'll get accepted, and then you'll easily be able to connect, like Benjamin in California. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Hey, not to change the subject on you, but I've been doing
Free Talk Live. You can do that.
I've been doing something over about the last week that I found to be quite productive so far. And that is, in libertarian circles, we're very conscious of the words we use and their definitions. For instance, the word decimate, which Mark was right, that it comes from Romans decimating their own troops as a punishment. Instead of killing all their troops, they would kill every tenth man.
Yeah, I suspect that Romans probably get credit for this. Romans get credit for a lot of things because they wrote stuff down. The Greeks wrote stuff down, too. But it wasn't really common to write. It's harder to find things. Granted, the folks that burned Alexandria probably burned a lot of this stuff up. But the fact is that Romans get a lot of credit for a lot of practices that may have trickled down to them that, you know, they didn't start.
Sure. So, you know, we generally get annoyed when government uses words like taxation rather than what it is, extortion, or telling people they own their property when, in fact, they lease it and pay rent on it.
From the government.
You know, so the government likes
to... I got my rent bill. It's called property tax, and it's almost $3,000 for 6 months.
Right. So I've been trying to think of a better and more accurate way of describing police officers. And I've come up with armed bureaucrat, just using it all the time. It's not directly pejorative. It just describes...
Some people think bureaucrat is.
I think bureaucrat is a pejorative term.
I said not directly. But it's not, you know, I get calling them, you know, men with badges and in funny costumes or whatever.
So it's not like saying pig. That would be certainly pejorative.
Yeah.
But it's a midpoint between that and calling them police.
I think it's sad that you know, the current political system has taken peace officers and turned them into bureaucrats. You know, people that, you know, enforce pointless rules. You know, and they spend far more time worrying about crimes that have no victim than crimes that do. I think that the vast majority of these people got into the line of work that they got into in order to help people and to do, you know, do what's right, to protect the innocent against the guilty and those kind of things. And I think, sadly, they are put into work where they do not do that.
That's one good thing about using the term armed bureaucrat is it could be a decent person. Being an armed bureaucrat doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's just describing what it is you are doing. You are being a bureaucrat, and in the course of your duties, you are armed.
So you said you've been implementing this, and you've had good experience with it?
Well, yeah. When I talk to people and, you know, when I'm discussing subjects with them, when I use armed bureaucrat, they give me a funny look at first, and then they're like, well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. You know, it clicks in their head because they don't get immediately defensive about it,
mm-hmm.
Like they would with other terms. And it's not, you know, completely out of their realm of thinking to where they kind of shut down and get defensive about it. So, like I said, I've used the term. I've been, when I talk to people, and they seem to like it. And I thought other people might try using it and see how it works for them.
Cool, man. Thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Benjamin. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, you can do like Benjamin did there and connect with Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And this is Free Talk Live. Jeremy's on the line with us, calling from Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mark. I hope guys are doing well.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, like the pillars of society says that marriage is between man and woman, you know, and I wanted to bring up immigration, too. I mean,
well, stand by. You sound like you are having a good time tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I have to disagree, of course. I think that marriage can be between anybody who wants to consent to it. 855-453.
Contract.
SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-453. It's toll-free again, 855-453, and you're wondering what that noise was, Mark.
I was.
Yeah, I had the computer unmuted. We have a Skype call on the line, so that's what that was. We'll take your calls on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can also join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back 4 years, and they're all for free, so go and enjoy. freetalklive.com. Right at the top of the site, you'll see the last 7 days' worth. Click into the archive section to go back even further. Go back to all the way as late as 2006. Plus, if you go to our SoundCloud page, you can download all those archives and more. You get episodes of The Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he does at least once a week, sometimes more than that. And in addition, you'll also find other interviews that maybe have been done to us or with us in that we might appear on some other radio station. We'll put that up there, too. Other stuff you might find of interest that's beyond just the regular archives of Free Talk Live. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you're a SoundCloud user already, you know how you can follow people. We'd appreciate you doing that for us there as well. Soundcloud.freetalklive.com also makes it easy for you to share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever else you might want
to
be.
I tend to be kind of skeptical of claims from supplements that claim that you can lose weight taking them. And I was one was.
Yeah, they tend to come and go.
They do. That doesn't necessarily mean they won't work. It just kind of shows that there's a fashion in the area of nutraceuticals. As, I mean, you know. But you'd think that if they really, really work, that they'd stick around.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one sent to me in my line of work. I get sent these things. And my weight's gone out of control. I would like it to be at 175, and I've been squeaking towards 200. I was at 199 when I started taking this supplement called Axia 30. So I thought I'd give it a try. Why not? It's here. And to my surprise, it has been working for me.
And when did you start?
About 4 weeks ago, and I have lost more than 4 pounds last weighing. And that's delightful for me because every time I'm getting on the scale, I'm getting heavier. So to see it going in the other direction, I think is fantastic. If you get the same problem I do, why not try this? See if it works for you, because it's working for me. It's called Axia 30, and you can give them a call and get it at 800-543-6613. It is working for me, and to my surprise, it's a wonderful thing. 800-543-6613. A lot of people out there want to drop some pounds. 800-543-6613.
A55, 453. We lost Jeremy in Alaska. He probably had to go get another drink or something. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything. We've got Richard on the line on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us that way. Richard.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love your show. It's great.
Well, I appreciate it. What did you want to talk about with us?
Well, first off, I'm sorry, somebody searched your house and all that. I saw some kind of thing about that.
Oh, you're talking about the Keene Activist Center was raided over a year ago, and that's actually still in process in court. I've challenged the legitimacy of the warrant in that case, and the video from that was posted at freekeene.com for anyone that cares to see it.
Yeah, it's just be careful. If you see them bring a backhoe by your house, be real careful.
A backhoe? Okay. What are you suggesting?
They'll get you. They don't like you.
Well, it's obvious.
They don't like
backhoe?
You guys. The whole Robin Hood thing is that's brilliant. And
you're talking about how activists in Keene, New Hampshire, are known for.
I've got to
explain what you mean when you say the Robin Hood thing. So, activists in Keene, New Hampshire, are known internationally now for targeting the parking enforcement officers downtown, following them, essentially walking in front of them, placing coins in expired meters, and saving people from getting parking tickets. So, I'm glad that you appreciate that. What did you have to say about it?
Well, I just be careful because obviously they're mad. They'll get you.
I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of it. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you being concerned. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
They knocked down this house with a backhoe. It would cause, the fact is many houses in New Hampshire are old, and this house has asbestos shingles. They're going to go to federal government super fund hell.
I don't think they come after this house. Really, very realistic that they're going to come after me with a backhoe. I think that they would be more likely to just steal the house on paper and then send men with guns in to extract me and my tenants.
That does seem more likely.
Yeah, that seems a lot more likely. But I get the concern. Hey, the government guys are dangerous. They're scary. They're bad. Look out. They're going to get you.
By the way, the only thing they're trying to get you over is
smoke alarms.
Smoke alarms. Your smoke alarms don't have electrical wires going to them. Instead, they're just the battery kind.
Yeah, that's why I'm in court with them right now, because I'm not giving it up to them. I'm not going to do what they say. And
their laws say they can't search your house for this particular item.
Yeah, and then that's getting into the detail on the
case. I just want to point it out.
Right. If you'd like, you can learn more about that. Go to freekeene.com and look for the video I posted from court from a few days ago. But I get the concern. I mean, City Hall's scary, man. They hurt people. They take people's houses. They take people's cars. They take money. They seem completely, almost completely unaccountable for the things they do. And I'm not talking about just Keene, New Hampshire. I'm talking about where you live. City Hall's scary, people. That's why they have this phrase, you can't fight City Hall. Because, by all evidence, you really can in most places, or at least it certainly feels that way. But I think that if we get enough people together who actually love liberty, and you put those people together in the same geographic location, you'll have a better chance of having a success of standing up for your rights, standing up for the rights of other individuals. Because if people take things like, you know, a smoke alarm violation or a parking ticket or something like this, by the way, just to be clear, the smoke alarms work in my tenant's house. They just aren't interconnected and hooked up to AC current. And so it's not like they're completely unprotected from, you know, knowing that there's a fire in the house. In fact, my tenants tell me they feel completely safe and they don't feel it's necessary to have...
They've specifically said they don't want wired smoke alarms in the house, right?
They don't feel like it's necessary,
okay.
From what I understand. So I get the fear, you know, I get it. The government hurts people. They put people in cages who haven't harmed anybody else. And it's certainly true that if you are an activist and you're known... that there's a greater chance you're going to be targeted. I understood that going into this. So I don't want to sound like I don't appreciate the sentiment. I do. But when you come out as an activist, when you stick your head up above the waves, so to speak, as I did when I moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I knew what the consequences could be. I know that it's all on the line. I know that if they want to, they can come in here and, you know, ruin my life. They can come in here and kill me. They can come in and, you know, destroy my property. They can do all of these things, and there will be very little that can be done about it should they decide to do that. Now, one of the reasons why New Hampshire is a good destination, and one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen, I think, for the Free State Project, is because it's, you know, it's a little bit freer than a lot of other places. Believe it or not, the police here, or the armed bureaucrats, as Benjamin was referring to them earlier, the police are better behaved, I think, in a lot of ways than at least where I come from down south, where they are scary to, you know, I think the comparison between them is very different up here versus down there.
I think different departments are different, and
yeah, that's
they
true.
Can just, and I don't know where those tend to be, but... I do have the feeling when I deal with, you know, police up here in Keene, New Hampshire, that I'm dealing with a professional law enforcement officer as opposed to dealing with somebody who, you know, could do or say anything in the next moment.
Yeah, I mean, here I get to know who they are, and they know who I am, so it kind of works both ways, although obviously, you know, they get to use force on me and the activists, but, you know, I don't have an interest in using force on them, but obviously it's not an equal relationship between us, but at least there's a relationship between me and a lot of the officers. Was out at the Memorial Day Parade doing a peace contingent earlier this week, I guess? Yeah, was it?
Sounds right.
Was out there earlier this week, had a nice hour-long conversation with one of the police officers about a variety of different issues, some of which we agree on and some of which we do not, and I think that that's good. I think that if you're building relationships with the government bureaucrats in this case, or in this case the more aggressive ones, that there's benefit to that. Like, it makes it so you're connecting with them on a more human level, and I think that if you are a human being to them and they're a human being to you, you're more likely to treat each other with respect. And I don't think that the violence that you're expecting would necessarily occur, Richard. But it could happen. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the brand new Redditized sites. Now, Mark, you're relatively new to this Reddit version of Free Talk Live. In fact, you didn't even notice that we'd made the flip for a little while.
Yeah, it's worked for me. I you know, one of the problems with the old site was is it was using some very old sort of programming technology out there that hadn't been updated. It was an open source program that hadn't been updated in years, and the essentially, some of the stuff had gotten buggy and wasn't working anymore, and there wasn't anything we could do to fix it because it would be basically updating the entire open source program.
Yeah.
So
it'd be a lot of work.
We updated that voting program so that people can participate on our website, vote stories up, vote them down. And I think that this is really something valuable for people. You can post stories on your Facebook, and likely you'll get them seen by, you know, your friends, maybe some of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's hundreds, maybe, of people, but the chances of you having, you know, there's 60,000 visitors to Free Talk Live in a month, freetalklive.com in a month, that's a lot of people, and you can get your story seen by a lot more people by posting it in both places.
Well, plus you might get it on the air as well.
And that's the other point. Right. If we like the story, it isn't necessarily the top story on the website. And, in fact, I'm not even entirely sure how the top story gets to be the top story on the website.
Either.
Yeah, it's some kind of weird algorithm. But I look through the stories, and I'm like, oh, that's a good story. Then your story's going to get on the air. So then it goes on to not just thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, potentially.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty big deal. So if you're going to take the time to put a story online, maybe freetalklive.com is the place to do it.
Yeah, fine idea. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's free.
Further, what other commercial talk show lets you do that?
I don't think there are any of them.
I don't think any of them let you control the site. We say you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. We say you control the show, obviously. It's a conversation, so we all control the show.
You get to bring up what you want. That's the point.
You can bring up what you want. And on our website, you can post what you want.
There you go, freetalklive.com. And if you would like, you can go and become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We'll take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations all around the country, and bring more listeners on board via, say, internet. And the AMP program is a huge, huge help. In fact, next week, Mark, you and I are going to New York City, where we'll be meeting with the talk radio business, like the who's who, the crew of talk radio.
Yeah, the people I was just talking crap about on their website.
The big names. Yeah, we don't tend to hang out with the talent, though, Mark. We really usually talking with program directors and other people in the syndication business. But it's an opportunity for us to go and kind of be seen by the who's who. And we wouldn't be able to do it if it weren't for Free Talk Live amplifiers, if it weren't for listeners like you helping support the show at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too. You get, like, the access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And thanks in advance for doing that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Kayla is on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kayla.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I was just calling in to talk about how I heard a couple of people call in and talk about how gay marriage is this, that, and the other, and they just want the piece of paper saying that they're married. Well, I'm 18. I live at home with my parents, and they're gay. I have two moms. And I'll tell you, it's a lot more than that. My mom, my biological mother, recently had a surgery where she had to have her appendix taken out. And my stepmom, we'll call her that, wasn't allowed to stay the night because legally they're not married. And it's just all sorts of stuff like that, like that her and her kids aren't on my mom's insurance. If ever there was an accident at school and I needed someone to pick me up and my mom was busy, my mom's wife's not allowed to come in. It's a lot more than just a piece of paper. I wish people would realize that.
No, you're totally right on about that, and that's one of the reasons why I support the efforts of people to get gay marriage instituted, even though, like Mark, I think the government should get the hell out of marriage entirely. Like, there should be no government marriage certificates. But I think that while there are government marriage certificates, it's totally the right thing to do to let anybody who wants them, whatever couples, gay or straight or whoever, or I don't care, polygamy, whatever, more than one person, they should all be able to get it.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you, because the whole thing is that there's definitely somewhere out there, there's that huge rule, about separation of church and state. I don't see why the government should be able to tell people who can get married and who can't. I don't think that's... And on top of that, as you were saying, the government shouldn't be able to get involved with you and your wife. That's not the way things should work.
You know, one thing that I think is interesting about this this gay marriage debate is it kind of there's other aspects to gay marriage being legalized and recognized by the state, and here in New Hampshire it is recognized. This was the first state in the union where it was recognized legislatively as opposed to judicially, and I think that's an interesting distinction. But there's sort of this discrimination rules that are out there. And I guess if somebody wants to work for somebody who's a devout Christian, and that devout Christian doesn't want to provide services like, insurance or something to a gay couple, to the spouse of a gay couple, where they do want to provide it to an employee who is the spouse of a straight couple. Now, I wouldn't work there as a gay
person.
Right.
Why would you want to work for
Why would you want to work for that bigot? But,
I don't think
they should have to either. I don't think that a gay marriage should bind other people in ways that they don't wish to be bound. But I think that if it comes to other people...
Well, you would say that about a regular marriage, too. Like, what if I don't want to hire anyone who's married?
Right. If you just want to hire single people, I don't think you should have to. But, those are one of the things, is that I think that a gay marriage shouldn't bind somebody legally who isn't bound in that contract. That's what my one concern
is. Right. Of course, that's not gay people's fault. That's the fault of the state for having all these bindings, if you will, rules.
Litigious societies. Yeah.
Kayla, great call tonight. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just also wanted to add on there that a lot of people you that I don't mind if you're gay as long as you don't do it in public. And I have a bumper sticker on my car that says, I don't mind if you're straight, just don't let me see it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, I think that kind of brings up the issue of public display of affection as well, which some people find offensive. Or I guess the idea there is that some people would find gay people having a PDA offensive, but straight people totally okay.
I don't think most of them do, but okay.
You don't think most of who does
I think
what?
Most people that don't want to see a gay public display of affection really don't want to see straight public displays of affection either. But I think that they have a lower tolerance for gay public displays of affection. For instance, I'm no fan of public displays of affection. I just think it's kind of gross.
What about holding hands?
Holding hands is fine by me, but if I see you in the grocery line sticking your tongue in somebody else's mouth, I'm like,
yeah.
Really? Like, we couldn't make it out to the car? Like, that's how I feel on the subject.
Yeah.
It's fine by me. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do, but, it's gauche, in my opinion.
Mm. Continuing here at 855-450-FREE. We've got a story about a mayor. This one is from, I guess, the San Diego area. Yeah, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner. He's injected himself, according to NBC San Diego, into a federal criminal case against the operator of a medical marijuana dispensary, intensifying his standoff with federal prosecutors on cannabis enforcement issues. Now, it's not very often that I'll praise a politician, but you know, every now and then one of them gets something right. And in this case, Filner is urging jurors who will be chosen for the trial to reject federal law in favor of state statutes under a centuries-old legal concept known as jury nullification.
When they say centuries-old, they aren't kidding. This is a thousand-year right. This was around when the Magna Carta was written. Frankly, this is the King of England created what they called star chambers, star courts, in order to get around jury nullification.
Mm.
Because courts and the government, the executive, weren't linked back then. They were just basically people who, you know, had an understanding of common law, what was right, natural law, as they call it, and they went around and they made judgments. And they had juries and these kind of things, and they weren't really part of the legal system. So it's really difficult for us to understand that, where we have an army of 535 sort of drunken lawyers in Washington, D.C. that set up more laws than we can, and or state capitals around the nation, more laws than we can read. I think it's 40,000 laws every year. There's more laws on the books than you can read in four lifetimes. Mm. The suggestion that ignorance of the law is no excuse is a centuries-old legal maxim, too. And it's just not true anymore. Ignorance of the law is a reality these days.
It has to be.
The cops don't know the laws.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, I want to tell you more about this particular mayor and his position and jury nullification as well, which is, if you don't know, you can go to FIJA.org, F-I-J-A, Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, to learn more about jury nullification. But in a nutshell, it is your right as a juror to return a verdict based on your conscience, not just what the law says, because a lot of times laws are bad, and jury nullification is your power as a juror to essentially, on the spot, overturn a bad law. Now, it doesn't get it overturned, it doesn't get it repealed, but it does preserve someone's freedom, the person who is in court up against said bad law. And that's what this mayor is asking for. He's urging jurors to nullify in this marijuana case. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. We're coming up.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.